Okay, so do you get a reasonable lunch break at work? Do you get time off to take your lunch during the day? 92925. There's a new study calling the long lost lunch break just a thing of the past. And the effects of this shift are actually pretty troublesome, like both for the workplace and our personal lives. It is just about 10 after 6 o'clock. How's it going, Vinny and Nikki, in the morning? And we've got Alex DePatie in for Vinny this week. Sam, what's going on?
Well, it should come as no surprise that, you know, taking enough time during your lunch break to gather your thoughts, take time out of the office, can obviously correlate to a more productive workday. And without taking enough time, we're seeing overproductivity, which is not a good thing. It compromises people's well-beings. Your overall work performance begins to suffer. And we're seeing a lot of people now that, like, the keyword now is burnout. A lot of people are going on burnout. Yeah. You know, you're hearing that more and more. And this is contributing to it. And so part of the survey was, it was kind of appalling. And like 1 out of 5 North Americans worry that their bosses won't think that they're hardworking enough if they don't take that time, or sorry, if they do take that time during lunch. Some of them are worried that their other coworkers will judge them for taking time out of the office when they're stuck doing work. And almost half of employees don't feel encouraged to take a lunch break. Like, you have that inherent guilt. You know, I want to go outside for an hour while everyone else is slaving away to take the hour that I'm entitled to. Mm-hmm. And you hesitate to even do that.
The worst part is it's all for show, because they've done so many studies that show that you need to take time off to be more productive,
right.
That
mm-hmm.
people get more work done when they take the time to sort of like reconnect with themselves and get away from the mess of the work.
Even if it's just to get some fresh air in your lungs. I mean,
well, and we're seeing that a lot these days now that it's starting to be beautiful in the city at lunchtime. Everybody's having lunch outside, even if they're sitting on the sidewalk.
Like, But are they disconnected because they've got their cell phones right there? Like, are the emails still streaming in as they're sitting there enjoying their lunch?
I also feel like beyond the lunch break, the workday for when you have a 9-to-5 job, a lot of times, because I hear that from people, it's not from 9 to 5. You get emails at 8 and then you also get them at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. So you're home, you're still kind of working. Hence, that lunch break, that disconnection is probably more important. I remember, I've always worked sort of weird hours since I'm in the workforce.
You were when you were in the Olympic, training for the Olympics, you were just probably working nonstop.
So it was 6 days a week. And then beyond lunch, that one day where I didn't do anything and my friends wouldn't talk to me about diving because it wasn't about that. That was I needed to clear my head from that to come back on Monday, be ready to go for another week.
Right.
So if you don't have that hour to really recharge, reset, and find that energy, where do you get it?
Yeah, and it's tough too because, you know, we're seeing more and more about the money that people are going to be able to make, especially young people coming into the workforce. Like, there are some financial people who say that they'll never be able to own a house with the way that things are going with the economy and the money that's out there for young people to be made. So you can't tell me that as a boss, if you see someone busting their butt working all of the time, you're not more likely to promote them. You know, you're not thinking, well, you know, this person's really good at work-life balance. You know, if they're both getting their work done evenly, you're probably gonna like tip a little bit toward the person who looks like they're working really hard, don't you think?
I would hope so, in a way.
You hope so because that person kind of deserves it, but at the same time, they're not really doing themselves any favors.
At what point did the shift happen? Like, at what point did we say to ourselves, you know what, I'm okay just sitting at my desk for the whole day? I mean, like, you need something to be able to break up your day. And yes, like, entering the workforce, you do feel like you need to make a good impression, and you do need to, like you said, it's almost for show, right? You just want other people to see how hard you're working and how committed you are. But really, that's a short-term approach.
Yeah, like you said,
at the end of the day, if your work is done and you've taken that break, who cares what your coworkers think? Or, you know, your boss can't blame you because you've done your work.
Oh, I care. I'm like, Joe from accounting is judging me.
People are a-talking.
How dare you, Joe? And Sam, you're really good at relaxing. I feel like you can teach us a lot about that. Like, you're really good at taking time out.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Thank you.
Sometimes a little too much time.
The key is not caring at all.
You do a great job.
Easier said than done.
You can text us. It's 92925.